Blog Talk Radio.
Is not just for the young. We'd like to thank you for tuning in once again. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday. That's every Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. And we do thank you for tuning in. We are an interactive Bible study. And what does that mean? That means you have an opportunity of calling in to participate. We have speakers from various states to come on. Some are scheduled. Some come on and speak, and you may hear them sporadically. They come in here and there, but from different states. But the main thing is that we come together just to share the word of the Lord. Hopefully and prayerfully that we can become strengthened as we listen to this broadcast, and we do thank you for tuning in. And we pray that God will continue to strengthen you. Before we get started, I'd like to say happy Valentine's Day to you. It's been a beautiful, beautiful day that you have enjoyed. Amen, on this Valentine's Day. We are going to be in Long Island, New York, with Minister Edna Herman. She'll be coming in shortly. Before we do that, we're going to have a prayer. We have a prayer, we have a prayer list that we are going to name off, and then we're going to have a prayer, and then we're going to turn the mic on over to Minister Herman. Amen. Those that we have on the prayer list that we are praying for, Trinita Holloway, Janetta Hobbs, Tina Hobbs, James Hobbs, Diane Hobbs, Tanette Dickerson, Billy Dickerson, Luke Owens Jr., Stuart Hawthorne. And if there's anyone else that we have that we've named publicly or you can pray privately, we do offer that as well. Amen. We know that we don't know all the names of those that stand in the need of prayer, but we know that God does. So we're going to pray. Father, we thank you for your word, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We thank you that we may live your light and that we may walk your truth. Father, we ask that the things that you have revealed to us through this word, Heavenly Father, that we would share it with those who dwell with us at this time. Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father, that we would dwell, that you would dwell in our hearts and stir us up into action. Father, we pray for the sick and afflicted, those that we have named and those that we have not named. We ask, Heavenly Father, for a healing that only you can give. We ask, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you would just bless them in a mighty way. Bless their household, Father. We also ask, Father, that you would bless the speaker this evening, Heavenly Father, that you would give her a word on high. Heavenly Father, as we tune into your word, Heavenly Father, we pray that it would minister to our spirits and we would apply it to our hearts. We thank you for all those who are listening. And Lord, Father, we just give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory. We thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. Minister Herman, are you on?
Are you God bless you, brother. I'm on.
Amen.
I hope
God
I'm clear.
Yes, you are. You are very clear.
God bless you.
We're going to move on out of the way, and we're going to let God work through you. Amen?
Amen. God bless you, everyone. It's good to be back on again. I thank God for the day, and like Elder John said, happy Valentine's Day. Let's get right to this word. I thank God for the word today. Let me just share this with you before I start. You know, I'm talking about nutrition today, and what I'm coming with is nutritionists say to us that a healthy lifestyle and a proper diet of exercise and diet, along with good sleep and a well-balanced meal of fruits and vegetables, meats and breads, nuts and whole grains, they're very important and beneficial to us. They also said it will care for our body and give us vitality. And many of them say that it will produce longevity. That's a true and proven statement. But in that study, what they do and what they've proven was that we can live longer if we take care of our bodies. We do need to do that. We do. God created us for movement and productivity. He just didn't create us to just sit there and stare out the window and looking for the blessings to come down or for things or opportunity to come to us while we sit. He's created us for movement. And with that said, he wants us to have this healthy lifestyle. But these nutritionists fail to give us, for the most part, not all of them, but a lot of them don't address what works. They're addressing the outward, but they're not addressing the inward. The outward man, but not the inward man. Amen. A healthy lifestyle for us. But at the end of the day, it is our spirit man that's going to continue. When this flesh house doesn't, when this flesh house goes back to the ground, it is our spirit man that we have to give that nutrition to. So we all need to feed our inner selves with the vital nutrition and flex our spiritual muscles. We need to give it the top priority in our lives. If we don't, we will suffer malnutrition. And even though these people who are telling us to be fit and fit and fit on the outside, we're not even being fit on the inside. Even some of us in the body of Christ, we're not putting in what we need to put in. And we're unresponsive to the true benefits of a healthy lifestyle, a healthy living of fruits and breads and meats. Excuse me. So with that said, tonight we're going to go to John 6 and 27 and 35. Amen. And our subject will be, what are you eating every day and what's filling you up? The scripture says this: labor not for the meat which perish, but for the meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. Verse 35. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believes shall never thirst. When I first read these verses, I thought about how people labor so much every day and tend to put more time, thought, and energy fixing up and maintaining their outward appearance of homes, bodies, clothes, cars, etc., just to complete appearance for ourselves and for others to see, wanting to impress and feel accomplished of what we've done, rather than give more attention to the inner man, to the inner spirit, which pleases God. Now, don't get me wrong. God wants us to look our best. He wants us to strive all across the board. But when the good outweighs the lasting best of who we are, then we're in trouble. And we've lost our perspective of what we're really here for. In the Message Bible, it talks about this scripture. It says, this very scripture in verse 27, it talks about don't waste your energy striving for the perishable food. That scripture was talking about when Jesus fed the 5,000, when he gave the two fish and five loaves, whatever, he gave it to the 5,000. He created a miracle with that fish and that bread. But what God is also saying in this message Bible is work for the food that sticks with you, for the food that nourishes you to everlasting life. Food the Son of Man provides for us. He and he alone does and guarantees by God the Father will last. God wants us to strive for that food that sticks. And that food is the bread of life. That food is our word. That food is what God has given us. Man doesn't live by perishable bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's how man is to live and should live. And this means for us to spend time in the presence of God. We are to be laborers of the kingdom of God here in the earth. And we should be feeding our inner self day by day. We should be pouring in. As we read the word of God, we should be ingesting and digesting what he's saying to us. That's how we're going to maintain this healthy lifestyle. We'll have balance, but we should be more, it should be actually tipped, because we should be feeding our inner man more than our outer man with fasting and prayer and laying before the Lord. Amen, amen.
Amen.
It is the bread of life that we're to lay before and eat, like I said before. It is the bread of life that gives us life, that supports our life, that with this bread that we ingest and that we live off of, we can do many things. So my thought to you today is, what are you filling yourself up with? What are you eating every day? We see here that you've heard the term that you are what you eat. That's a true story. In the physical, too much of anything can and will hurt us, even will kill us. Galatians 6, 7 through 9 says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that sows to the Spirit of the Spirit will reap everlasting life." So it stands what we are, what we eat. It stands what we are, what we eat. If we're looking at too much TV, if we're playing too many video games, if we're overeating, if we're engaged in bad company, what happens with that, those spirits will infiltrate our spirit. And God wants our spirit to remain free from the junk and the clutter. I know it's Valentine's Day, but this word is for our lives, because a lot of us out there in the body of Christ and in the world, I'm not even talking about the world so much, but the body of Christ, we are allowing different things to not only distract us, but to keep us away from the true meaning of why we live, why we move, why we have our being. And our being is because of the bread of life, Christ, who came down so we can live and live that more abundantly. Amen?
Amen.
Y'all can interject when you want to. Just come on in. So we have to be concerned, and we have to watch our appetites. We have to make sure we keep this flesh under subjection to the power that is working within us. We have to do that. It's up to us to do that. Amen. Because at the end of the day, this flesh, If we feed it and we allow it to run amok, at the end of the day, this flesh is nothing. It's nothing. And we who are really living, because it is our spirit, man, that's going to live forever. So when we drop this flesh and it goes back to the ground, it's our spirit, man, that we have to forever replenish, refresh. Listen, I like Oswald Chambers says this, and it doesn't take long, but he says this. It doesn't take long for us to read the Word of God. He says it takes 5 minutes. He commented on this. He says this. He wisely says this. On the transforming power of the living word, what even 5 minutes in the presence of the Lord can do. He says, even that short time in that presence, in that presence of intercession and reading the word is of great value to our lives. That's where we need to be. We need to be in the word of God, because in these days, if we're not, the enemy can come in anytime, and he's always on point. He's always trying to distract us one way or another, through sickness, through the busyness in our lives, any way we can to stay away from the presence of God, or to not even say, thank you, Jesus, or take that 5 minutes out in the beginning to just, let me just read a scripture or just a verse. He doesn't want us to do that, because he knows that as we continue to do that, we will develop an appetite for more of God's presence, for more of taking time out, for more of seeking him, seeking not our own will, but his will, what he wants us to do for the day. You know, the word of God says, acknowledge me in all your ways, and I'll direct your path. That's what the Lord wants us to do. He wants us to just seek him first and ask him, have conversation with him, just like we're having conversation. Have a conversation with him. Lord, what should I do today? He wants to be everything in our lives, not just a part of our lives, but everything in our lives.
Amen. Amen.
So, with that said, if there's any questions, I know it was short, but if there's any questions, feel free. Amen.
All the mics are open.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd like to comment.
Okay.
That. Simply because, you know, and I like what you're saying here, and I love the scripture that you have chosen in terms of remembering and working, because you resonate in terms of when we're working, making sure that we're working for something that's going to last. So I like that.
Right.
I like that. You know, when we're talking about meat, you know, once we eat meat, we eat, we work, and we eat, then it's gone, and we have to go back and get more.
That's right.
We have to go back and get more, you know, and in here, which you pulled out here, you know, once we eat of the Word of God, then we, it fills us up, you know, it fills us up. We don't have to keep going back, you know. We're working for eternity. You know, and all of this is basically, you know, it's about Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
It's about Jesus Christ. You know, it's not something that's just natural. This is something that's endless. It does not end. So, I like how you brought that in there. Even we're talking about in terms of, you know, springing up, welling up, eternal life. So I like that, and that's basically what we're working for. We're working for something that is going to last. You know, something is going to last. So, you know, you're feeling that inner man. I like the way
And you know what I found out? So many people are, and I'm talking about the body of Christ, so many of us is, and God wants us, don't get me wrong, like I said before, God wants us to look good. He wants us to be at our best, but when, even at our best, but when the best overtakes the excellence that He wants to for us to be, we do have a problem. And a lot of us are so focused on pleasing this one, pleasing that one, pleasing ourselves, and we're forgetting about the one that makes all the difference in the world. Because He's Amen. The one at the end of the day that says, come into my rest. He's the one at the end of the day, you faithful servant, come in. He's the one at the end of the day that we should be striving to please. And if we please Christ, others will be pleased. You know why? Because they'll see Christ in us. They won't basically see us, but we'll have, remember I said fruit and vegetables? We'll have that fruit of the Spirit.
Amen.
The fruit of the Spirit that shows that long-suffering and love and all that entails in the fruit of the Spirit. God wants Amen. Us to be so potent, if I may say that, with His Spirit that we have to read His word. We have to labor with Him. We have to, like Oswald said, he says five minutes in His presence. What it could do, 5 minutes,
mm-hmm.
5 minutes to begin with, 5 minutes. And before you know it, you'll taste that 5 minutes. You'll say, oh, my God, this is so good. I can't wait till our next meeting. I can't wait to come into the presence of the Lord. I can't wait. I'm telling you, I have prayer at 12 o'clock every day. Every day is my prayer time. And I'm going to tell you, I'll be looking at the time. Actually, I have an alarm that when that goes off, because sometimes I'm doing other things and it goes, I shut down and go into the presence of God. And I go in praising Him, and then I be quiet. I praise Him for don't always go in with a list, because He already knows what I have up before Him. But just to lay before Him and have Him speaking to me, that's a wonderful thing. Because there God can refresh me. He can empower me again. And He'll give, Jesus did that. He got off away from the crowd. After He poured out, He went and got away from the crowd, and He was with His Father, and Him and His Father had communion together. And when He came out, He came back with more, because remember, He was man too. He was in the flesh, but He came back with vitality, and He was refreshed that He can go forth and do what His assignment was. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to be ready in our assignment. But we have to spend time with Him. We have to allow that bread of life to saturate us. Because the bread of life is Christ. He is the bread that came down
Amen.
To fill us up.
Amen. And you know, Minister Herman, and when you start talking about it in terms of the bread of life, you know, it's sometimes we kind of get it confused in terms of we look at the bread of life. You know, Jesus is not talking about eating any bread. He's talking about coming to Him.
Right.
He's talking about
Absolutely.
Coming to Him.
Absolutely.
Those who come to Him, you know, and that is the bread of life.
Make it plain. That's right. Amen. That He is the bread. That's right. Come to Him. And since He's not here physically, He left His word.
Amen. Amen.
But He is here spiritually.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All the mics are open. Any comments? Any comments? All the mics. Amen. There's just so much, you know, that
it is a lot
that can be pulled from this. you know, as I continue to look on this, and for those of you that might so open, please just join in. You know, we're just basically just sitting and just sharing the word of God. So please do not hesitate to jump in. You know, the other thing I was looking at here, it says labor for the meat that will perish. He goes on to talk about, it says, which the Son of Man, he didn't say the Messiah.
Okay.
He didn't say the Messiah. He used the term the Son of Man. Meaning that he had given a stamp of approval to be the Son of Man. So I just wanted to bring that out also, because oftentimes it's the Messiah, you know, but he is here, the Son of Man. Meaning that the Father has given him the stamp of approval to be called the Son of Man when he says this. Amen. He is the one that's able to give it to us.
Amen. Amen.
I have so much looking at that. Looking at, and I just don't want to. I just want to keep talking.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Again, you know, one of the other things that I wanted to look at is, you know, I'm looking at this scripture, and another piece is when Jesus is talking about I am, when he uses the term I am. You know, I am
the bread of life.
I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. And I love that, you know, when he uses that.
Amen.
It's just so much to pull out of this. It's just so much. You know, this is just, you know, some good thoughts and some good food to eat, you know, to eat from.
So my question again is, what are you eating today, every day? What are you filling up on? Family of Christ, what are we filling up on?
Amen.
And it's not saying that video games and television doesn't have its place, but when it's occupying more of our time. Because some people watch TV. I know some sisters and brothers watch TV all the time. They call me and the TV is on. And you know what? That's all right for them if that's how they want to go. But you know what? When do you... We just can't do this every Sunday morning, you know, or every Wednesday night at New Beginnings Bible Study or at your church. We have to have it throughout the week, today, day in and day out. We need the Lord. We need him. We need his
Lord.
Word.
Tonight I was listening when I was on my way home.
Amen.
To one of the talk show hosts, and he was saying the same thing in regard to the shooting that took place today.
Wow.
And he was talking about the spiritual void that we have now. And that we say, you know, what should we do? What should we do? But we're not taking it to the Lord. And we continue to fill up on violence and, you know, divisive type things when we talk about, especially violence on television. Violence in the movies, you know, that violence and sex increases the rating for a movie and for TV. Violence and things that children shouldn't be watching or, you know, on the video games. You see the violence in the schools, and it's no different when the children start, you know, bringing guns and wanting to kill their friends. You know, it's no different. They're acting out what they've been taught because that's what has gone in. So it's not just, we need to think of, what is it? I don't know the verse, and Edna, you may know the verse.
Okay.
Whatever you take in in your ear, like your ear gate and eye gate,
mm-hmm.
that it comes out of the heart. And, you know, it's in your heart.
Out of
the, and then that's what you speak.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
mm-hmm.
you begin to speak. So what? I'm not sure what verse that is.
I don't know.
But
out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh.
Right.
That's
there you
it.
Go.
Yeah, I don't
there
know that.
You. There
mm-hmm.
you go. So you see it coming out, and once it's spoken into existence, it's like the Lord spoke, you know, spoke us into existence,
Amen. Mm-hmm.
that it becomes a reality. And so we have children that are speaking these violent acts into existence, and we have parents that aren't parenting, that are afraid to parent, basically, and allowing these things to happen. When the discipline that you get from being raised in a godly home, the
mm-hmm.
discipline you get from attending church and being in a godly community
mm-hmm.
curbs all that because it brings balance. So when a child is off, when they're young, you can redirect them and you can
mm-hmm.
steer them in the right way. But if you let them go on like this for years and years and years, and in our case, generation upon generation upon generation, don't be surprised by what you have.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because it's been spoken into existence. I love that what you talked about being healthy, because being spiritually healthy
mm-hmm.
comes from nurturing the things that are right and removing
mm-hmm.
those things that will cause you to stray and cause you to fall and to falter and to lead you away from God.
Yeah.
And you need spiritual parents and a community to do
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's so true.
Yes. Good word.
And
great word.
Amen. And health is a part of purpose. We need this healthy lifestyle. If in order for us to go into our purpose, into what God has called us to. And you're so right about the our society today. Everything is in the children, the guns and the violence, like you said. It's But we in the body of Christ, we have to step up. We have to step up, pull up our bootstrings, and we have to not only pray. After we pray, we have to get up and engage ourselves.
Yes.
You know, sometimes it's just hurtful. It's just hurtful seeing what's happening. But the Lord said this. These are the end times. But in that same token, we have to be on watch and do what we need to do. Because where is the world going to come to if we in the body of Christ aren't fit? If we're not fit, then somebody will run in and we can't even say we can't even use the word of God properly. You know, I don't know. We just need to fill up, because this is where the anointing that destroys the yoke, this is where the word of God strengthens us, and it not only strengthens us, but the word of God empowers us.
Yes.
And as we continue to read the word of God, Jesus, the Lord says, God said, we're to do like he does. Jesus said, you'll do this and greater things. So he's given us that authority and the rule over this earth to go in and snatch what the enemy has stolen, snatch them back into the kingdom of God.
Right.
Because we've gotten too lazy. We've gotten too lazy and too world, I don't know, we think world. And we should be changing the world.
Amen.
We'll get it. We're going to keep praying and keep doing and keep reaching.
Amen. That what was talked about comes out of Matthew 15, 18.
Oh,
those things that we put in our mouth come forth out of the heart. And those things
good.
That come out is what defiles a man.
Okay.
So what we put in comes out, but it comes from the heart, and those are the things that defile a man. So, you know, I think that that's, you know, where you're going with that. And it just ties into what you're talking about in terms of what we put in, you know, filling that inside, you know, filling up that inside, making sure that we are looking for something that's eternal and not for something that's going to spoil, something that's going to go bad or something that can be used up. When we're talking about eternal life, we're talking about something that's eternal, you know, endless. It never ends. But all we have to do is just come to Jesus. And there are those, there are so many who choose not to. Choose not to come to Jesus. And what he's saying is you don't have to come. He's not talking about the world, but he's talking about those that come to me will never, ever grow hungry. Those who come to me will never, never thirst. And that's a powerful word. And that's what I want. That's what I strive for. Things that are never going to end. Never going to dry up. I love that.
Amen.
I am just stuck on that. I am. And he uses it in other terms. He uses it, I am the light of the world. I am the gate. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way and the truth and the life. I am the true vine. I am. That's I am. What is it that you are looking for? And Jesus is saying that I am.
All those things, right? He sure is saying it. I'll be whatever you want me to be.
Hallelujah.
I'll be the father to the motherless, to the those that don't have fathers or mothers. He'll be that. Oh, my God.
Amen.
He is. Now you're getting me on that I am. He is everything.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The mics are open for anyone that wants to comment. Their mics are open for those of you who are listening in that would like to comment. Amen. We do love to hear from you.
Amen.
Amen. I really like that. You know, I like that when you're saying, what are you eating and filling up on? What are you eating and filling up on? You know, is it that, or are you eating the things of the world, or are you eating the things of the spirit? And if you're eating the things of the world, you're going to be hungry again and again and again. I know when I eat a nice breakfast, when it comes to dinner, I'm hungry again. I'm ready to eat again. And the same thing, it happens every day. Our bodies require that. But what Jesus offers, what the Son of Man offers, will never go hungry, will never be hungry. Satisfies our thirst. Man. Now, what more can you ask for? What more can you want? What more can you seek for? And just coming to Jesus. I love it. I love it. What are you eating and filling up with? And it talks about we need to sometimes step back and evaluate. We need to evaluate ourselves. Where are we going? Which direction? How much time are we spending? Is it wasted time? Are we making sure that our time is used wisely? What are we doing? How are we eating? What are we eating? Are we eating the right food that's going to nourish us? That's going to give us what we need?
Are we eating
spiritual food? Mm-hmm. Spiritual food and the physical food.
Yes.
We should be responsible in both ways.
Amen.
And
you know, in 1 Timothy, it talks about 1 Timothy 4 and 8. And we're supposed to exercise, absolutely. But it says, Timothy says, for bodily exercise profit little. He didn't say it doesn't profit anything, but it just profits little. But godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that is now and that which is to come. That says it right there. That is now and which is to come. So he didn't say don't exercise. He said it just profits little because it's flesh. At the end of the day, like I always say, it's going to be gone. And what we need to be more, we should be setting our affections on things above. Not saying that we should discard or disregard the things that are here, because we have to live here while we're here on this journey. But we should also be prepared with prayer. Those five P's: prayerful, preparation, prevents poorful performance. You know, we should be prepared through and through.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that is so true. You know, the bottom line is salvation.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line is salvation. When it all ends.
Yeah. And we can't get around it, you know. We can't get around it. We have to. Salvation is the key to everything. We can't get around it. We can't come no other way. The word of God says you can't come this way or that way. You have to come through Jesus. He's the door. Just like Brother John said, he's the door. He's the truth, the way, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by the Son.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yep, I know that's what I'm working for. I'm working for salvation because I know that I'm not going to be here forever. I'm not going to be here forever. So I'm working on my salvation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all Jesus wants. That's all he wants. That's all he wants. He wants a restoration. A restoration, a communion between God and humanity. And that's all he's looking for. He's already broken it by his death on the cross. He's already broken that. He's already broken the sin. He's already broken that. We have an opportunity to come to Jesus just like we are. And never, ever be hungry. Never, ever thirst. My God.
Right.
Thank God. In Hebrews, it talks about the eschatological salvation. That's that communion between God and humanity. My God. Our mics, again, are open. If you have comments, we have a few minutes left. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And for those of you who are listening by internet, you can always call in and participate. You can always call in 347-237-4054, calling in and just sharing what God has, a testimony, what God is doing in your life, what he has done in your life. That's strength for the body. That's strength for the body. And God has been working in all of our lives, but sometimes we keep it quiet. Sometimes we keep it quiet. Sometimes we don't want to share. But sometimes we don't understand how it happened. But the word here says that it's Jesus. He's the true vine. He is the gate. When we come knocking on heaven's doors, asking to get in, there's going to come that time. What are you filling up on? What are you eating? And hopefully it's the Word of God. Hopefully it's the Word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you know, the beauty of it is we're just looking for everybody. For everybody. We can go together. Have salvation together. It's not going to be one or two. It's going to be a host that God's going to call. And we're trying to make sure all of our brothers and our sisters are going together. We're trying to make sure that no one gets left behind.
Amen.
Gets left behind. We're all going together. And that's why we do this here. Coming here, feeding on the Word. That's why we're doing this. Just feeding on the Word. So that we can just become stronger spiritually. It's helping to prepare us. It's helping us to prepare us. And that's why Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I wanted to read this scripture as well. In John 6:48. And it speaks on, it says, I am the bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. This is Christ talking. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world. See, Jesus just didn't come. He came for everybody. And he's talking about the Israelites when they were in the wilderness. And to me, when I read that too, to me, the wilderness is the world right now. They're desolate, mm-hmm. they're starving, they're hungry, they're thirsty. It's a dry, the Bible even talks about it in Psalms, it's a dry and thirsty land. And they don't even realize Jesus' son came. Jesus is here, actually. He is here. All they have to do is come to him, just like Brother John said. But he was talking about in the wilderness for the Israelites. They were there in the wilderness. They ate manna. They ate the bread. They ate manna every day. They had food and food and food. But Jesus is talking about, now I am. You have me. You can eat of me. You don't have to have that substance that was there for just a day. And remember what it said in the Word? They only ate it for, they couldn't store it. They couldn't keep it because it was no good. It would spoil, basically. It filled them up for the time. But Jesus is saying, I'm the bread that you can have eternally and forevermore. He's here with open arms for you to receive him. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And the world is the wilderness. We got to come on in. Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Are there any comments? Any comments? Any comments? As we again, as we come to a close, any comments? But keep in mind, once again, we're here every Wednesday. We are here every Wednesday, and we do invite you to join in. Next week, we will. We're going back to New York.
Back to New York. Mm-hmm.
We will be right back in New York. New York is becoming, it's hot. New York is hot. And speaking of New York, I missed out by asking for prayer for Ronald Batchelor. His dad passed.
Mm-hmm.
So we're asking for prayer for him, for he and his family, mm-hmm. that they would be stricken in this time of grief. that they would be strengthened at this time. Mm-hmm. So, and that's what we are. We are the body of Christ. Amen? You know, we pray for one another. We encourage each other. We lift each other up. That's what we are. You know, and one part of the body cannot be without the other.
Amen.
One part of the body. We all need each other. We all need each other. We come together just for encouragement.
Amen.
So please understand. Amen. Telephone, tell a friend. Amen. Just join in. Come. If you need someone, you know, that needs to come in and hear the word and be strengthened, we're going to be here every Wednesday. Amen. Every Wednesday. Next week we'll be with Pastor Mixon, New York. Lauren Mixon out of New York. Amen. And she has a powerful word at all times. At all times.
Amen.
God has a minister with the word, and she always comes and leaves us with a word to think, have something to think about. Amen. With that aha moment. So, you know, we do invite you to join in next weekend. I think at the end of the month we'll be back in North Carolina. North Carolina, we have a speaker from there. So, amen. So, you know, we've just been blessed with so many different locations that, you know, those that just want to take out their time, you know, just to come and just share a word. So that's, you know, that's the beauty of it all. And again, that's what the body is all about, working together. Amen? Working together, making sure that we're all working together. Amen? And we recognize that the head is Jesus Christ. So that's all we're doing. Amen? So, you know, if you'd like to share with someone, please let them know, you know, that they can join in Blog Talk Radio every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. And if they want to call in, they can listen in by internet. The internet number is 347-237-4054. And if you can't get to either one of those, then we have what's called an archive. Amen? You can go to the archive and you can pull up any one of these messages, and you would go to Blog Talk Radio. Once you go to Blog Talk Radio, then you would look for New Beginnings Ministries, and under New Beginnings Ministries, the URL, you would type in, We Can Begin Again. Amen? We Can Begin Again. And that will give you access to all of the messages that we have been sharing. And prayerfully, one of these messages will be one that will meet your needs at that time. Amen? Look at the titles.
Amen.
So you always have access to do this. Amen. So
I want to say happy Valentine's Day to everybody.
Amen. Happy Valentine's Day to you too.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And even those of you out there on internet land listening by internet, you know, this happy Valentine goes out to you too. Amen.
Amen.
Even though that we don't hear your voice, it goes out to you too. We love you, amen?
Amen.
And we love you. Believe that every day is a new beginning.
Amen.
Amen. Wake up. Every day you wake up is a new beginning. Don't forget that, please.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Minister Haman, you know, would you like to close us in prayer, and then we go into our exit with our
music. Okay. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this night. We thank you for this hour. Lord, we give you praise and glory for the word that came forth, for Elder John and Elder Suzanne that came forth, and for all those that are listening, dear God. Continue to move by your power and your anointing in their lives, in their family lives. Lord, continue to move by your power and your might. Lord, destroy everything that's not like you. Bless those that are challenged in their bodies today. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you praise and glory for all that you're doing, all that you're going to do. We love you today, dear God.
My mind. face the dawn.